In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Houston, let's get in the loop.
Great day, great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
You're in the loop on Houston Sports Leader.
You know what I'm bringing today. You know what I'm bringing today. Let's go.
Let's go.
Hey, Sam.
Sports Radio 610.
Ain't no days off around here, baby. No days off for In the Loop. The Texans might be off, and they deserve it. They've been out there working. The Texans might be off today. The Houston Astros might be off today. But it ain't no days off here on Sports Radio 610, and it damn sure ain't no days off here on In the Loop.
The weatherman is off today.
Hey, actually, the weatherman is busy. Yeah. Hey, these are the types of days where the weatherman get called in to ask, and asked to work a little bit extra, an hour or two extra, man. I'm glad you mentioned that, actually, Lopez, because
this is ridiculous.
It took me 45 minutes to get to this station, and I was only 15 minutes away.
Yeah.
15 minutes away, and it took me 45 minutes to get here because I had to resort to at least three different possible routes.
Yeah.
Like, up, not going down Newcastle. Let me see if I can go, if I can take this way.
Oh, yeah, that's a flood street right there, man.
Right, 100%. And I know this, but before I could even
get on that street.
Before I could even get to the flood, bro.
Yeah.
The traffic. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. I couldn't even get to where the water was because of all of the cars that were backed up, man. Yeah. Like, it is like astounding how the weather makes this place. But like I said, man, no days off for us.
No days off.
We are here and we are working, baby.
Us. Hey, man, we're playing football 1 week from today.
Dude, I cannot wait. I've said this, that there is a little bit of buzzkill or like lack of joy in knowing that the main guys aren't going to play.
Yeah.
But just the fact that it's going to be real football, not practice, which has been fun to be out there at practice, not a scrimmage, maybe a glorified scrimmage,
mm-hmm.
but not drills, not stretching, but actual versus, if you will.
Yeah.
You know, one team versus another, one helmet versus another, one logo versus another, and the Texans get to essentially debut the NFL season with the Hall of Fame game a week from tonight or a week from today. Against the Chicago
Bears.
Yeah,
I also feel that. Like, okay, so it's going to be a heavy dose of Quintez Cephas and Jaden Janke.
Yeah. They might bring Jared Wayne back. Or what was my dude's name, the receiver that they let go?
Yeah.
Yeah, somebody like that.
Ali Gay, who cuts an imposing figure, by the way. He's number 90. I know you've seen him out there. He's a big dude, yeah. Tariq Barnes. Who else?
Remember Sammy Coates?
Sammy Coates.
He was a thing here. Everybody thought he was going to be a thing.
Yeah, so I get it.
Brother couldn't even get on the field.
A Lestar Jean type of game.
Yeah. I get it, and I share your feeling on that front, but I'm kind of here for the event, man. Like, you know they're going to be interviewing C.J. Stroud on the sideline. They're going to be talking about the Texans' prospects. It's a celebration of Andre Johnson. They're going to be showing us some Andre Johnson highlights. You know, so it's almost like, yeah, we're watching the stand-ins, but the show's damn good.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I was thinking about that when I saw Dre on the field over the last couple of days.
Yeah, yesterday.
And he's essentially been there. I don't know if he's got perfect attendance, but I know every time I've been out there, I've seen him, I've dapped him up. And it's so funny to me how unassuming he is out there, but also carries this aura with him. And, oh, by the way, and he had that anyway before the Hall of Fame nod, but, oh, by the way, this dude is about to put on the yellow jacket. I can't wait to see Lopez, like, just knowing that the whole team is going to be there to celebrate it, like the current team. And then you already know, like, we've heard David Anderson talking about this with the morning show, and we can just imagine. I mean, we know plenty of former players that are going to be there, and it's just going to be like this real special Texans contingency. Like, I don't know if we will probably have ever seen that many Texans in that significant of a football place at one time as we will with Andre Johnson going into the Hall.
And it's funny, you're absolutely right, because like yesterday I was walking into the practice facility and I saw Andre Johnson. So I stopped and said hello and shook his hand. And as I'm walking away, you almost feel different about it now, don't you? You're like, dude's a Hall of Famer, man.
Yeah.
You know, and we've known Andre, we've seen Andre, we've watched him play, but like once he, it's like that presidential thing that people talk about, like this person looks president, you know, when they hit a certain role. And I've obviously, we've all dealt with numerous Hall of Famers all over the country, but this dude was here, you know, from the start. It's just a different feel, you know?
Yeah, no, I totally get it. It's funny. It's kind of, this, I guess, in the same sentence, but I felt that way looking at D'Amico Ryans and Gerard Johnson for some reason.
Yeah.
Just seeing them in coaching mode, we're just like, man, I know these guys.
Those are our guys.
Yeah, but just seeing, like, Gerard Johnson talk to the media.
Yeah.
And I'm like, man, this dude all buttoned up. Look at this dude sounding like a coach.
Yeah.
And like, same thing with D'Amico Ryans. Yeah. I think Arian Foster said that about D'Amico Ryans. He saw him in the airport.
Yeah.
And said, why are you sitting there talking like a coach, man? I'm like, bro, what you doing, man? You D'Amico Ryans.
Yeah. It's funny hearing guys talk who really know the guy. Like, because they got to show a public face, right? And it's going to be different. It has to be different from the way things are behind the scenes. But it is funny when either you know that person behind the scenes or you know somebody that knows that person from behind the scenes, and then they get to talk about it and they're like, really?
Yeah.
Like, for example, I saw on Facebook a young lady who is now going to be an assistant principal at a high school, at a local high school. I'm not going to say which one.
Yeah.
And I'm like, word? You? You know what I mean? Like, because I know you for real.
Yeah.
Like in real life. Yeah. And so, like, the idea that you're going to be somebody's assistant principal, this has happened to me before,
dude,
too.
I could talk about this all day.
Where I'm like, oh, you are bleeping me right now.
The funniest is when you meet somebody and they, like, at their worst, like, drunk or high or something like that. And they be like, oh, yeah, she's a kindergarten teacher. Yeah. You're like, wait, what?
That's kind of what I'm getting at here, Biggie.
My best friend growing up, and I'm talking about a guy that, you know, you say there's things that you don't want to talk about sometimes when you're youth.
100%.
Neither one of us want to talk about some of the things that we did.
Secrets that we're going to take to the grave.
Yeah. Like, I've seen this dude do some wild stuff. He is a judge in Bear County now. He's a judge. I'm like, dude, I've told him straight to his face because he's still one of my best friends, and I see him occasionally. I was like, dude, I could end your career, like, overnight.
Yeah. Yeah. I now have at least two of those in my life. At least two of those.
Yeah.
How do you think, this is another thing I'm anticipating with Andre Johnson going into the Hall, and that's just going to be such a fun moment for us here locally. I've probably underplayed it a little bit in my mind because we're so focused on the game, or on the practices, on the camp, on the games coming up. But this is really going to be a special moment, I think, for all of us. You know what I'm really looking forward to, Lopez? And maybe even, like, you more so kind of knowing this person better than I do. Gary Kubiak introducing him.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I know it's not going to be a roast. It'll be a different kind of tone.
He'll have his moments.
But Kubiak, like, I did not know that he was that good of a public speaker.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, just able to work a room with the charisma that he's able to do so with. Like, I did not know that until we had that roast for John McClain several years back. And ever since then, I'm like, hey, if I find out Gary Kubiak is giving a speech or talking in public and I can make it, I'm going to want to have an eye on that. So, like, that is something I don't think anybody who doesn't know or is not aware of Gary Kubiak is looking forward to, but something I absolutely am looking forward to.
Hell, I had a class with Gary Kubiak at A&M.
I think I've heard you say that before.
Yeah. I mean, it was...
Forgot about that.
Yeah. So yeah, it's fun, those types of things. But man, it's just getting back to how we started. It's going to be a more of a celebration and an event, and we're all going to be here for it. I don't care if Cephas, you know, has one catch or nine catches, you know.
Yeah. Who's going to be the star of the game? That's an interesting one. Maybe something that we touch on a little bit more next week. But who is going to be the star of the game with presumably no stars?
Tim Boyle.
Oh.
Right? Because he's going to have to play at least a half, maybe three quarters.
I didn't think about that.
Yeah. I could see like Davis Mills starting the game.
Hold on. Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
What does it say about their backup quarterback position that I didn't even give any consideration to the quarterbacks?
Yeah.
Like when I asked that question, nowhere in my mind was Davis Mills, Case Keenum, Tim, like none of them.
Yeah.
I didn't consider any of them in that conversation. I'm encouraged that you even brought one up. What does it say about that room, though? Like, yikes.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We've talked about it. I mean, all you want is one or two games out of these cats. Because if you have to get more of them, it doesn't matter anyway.
You think it could be a British Brooks game?
Absolutely.
A Jawar Jordan game?
That's a candidate. That's a candidate right there.
That is the one that I think,
yeah.
Okay, here's the time, here's the moment. And there could be more throughout the preseason. I know it's a shorter preseason and all of that. But this game in particular, when you do not anticipate the main players playing, and hell, we can talk about this as well, the running back position. And hey, Joe Mixon has missed a number of practices in a row now. I think he's only practiced basically twice since training camp started. So that's what?
Yeah.
At least four practices we're talking about. Yeah. So like, keep an eye out on that running back position. But the opportunity that's in front of the other guys in that running back room, like we, I think, can fairly assume, obviously Joe Mixon's on the team, can fairly assume Damian Pierce is going to at least make the team. How much he contributes is going to be his own question. But those guys on the bubble, who's going to be that extra? I think Dari Ogunbowale, because of his special teams acumen, is going to make the team. But if your name is not Dari, Damian, or Joe, if it's British, Jawar, or JT, like, are you a practice squad candidate? Could you actually make this 53-man? Are you auditioning for another team? And is this your moment? Because this is not just any preseason game. As we've talked about, this is the Hall of Fame game where all eyes will be on this particular contest.
Yeah, no, I think British Brooks is a good candidate. Tim Boyle, maybe our guy Cephas. He made a play yesterday. Right in front of us.
What is your perfect kind of day? I want to get you in on this too, Figgy. What's your perfect day off? Do you prefer a day off where you're just chilling, relaxing? Like maybe like a day like this where it's raining, you don't have anything to do, and you're just inside?
Yes.
Or is it one of those where it's adventurous? I get to do this, I get to do that, checklist, you know, busybody, that type. What is your preferred day off? And I'm not talking about a weekend. I'm talking about just random one day off. You go to
like
work
during the week.
Yeah.
Like a random Wednesday.
Yeah, but then you got to go back to work the next day.
Yeah, so not fishing for me.
Yeah, right. Because fishing would obviously, to me, be more, especially the way you do it,
a weekend
trip.
Yeah, because I do like whatever.
One day, 24 hours off.
Off day, at home. I don't mean to sound like a martyr or anything.
This is you. What do you want to do?
I love just getting little stuff done around the house that I've been meaning to get to. You know, like I'm going to chill. Don't get me wrong. Like I'm going to just veg for a while, maybe watch a show. By the way, Figgy, I heard Fall of a Titan.
Okay.
Oh, I have not yet. Okay.
It made me want to go see I can't wait for the Netflix show now even more.
Nah, it's good.
But I'll veg out. But I like, okay, I've been really meaning to do this with whatever. The front porch has a board loose or, you know, stuff like that. Just like little projects. Nothing that's going to kill me, but just little piddling stuff. I love just kind of staying busy around the house.
See, for me, it's kind of a... there is a guilt. I get something out of getting things done, but I also have this guilty pleasure of not doing anything because I feel like I got away with something.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like I at the same time get something out of, hey, whether it's, you know, this a small task at the house.
Yeah.
Clean this up, fix that, whatever it is. Or if it's just, man, I didn't do anything. I didn't hear from any, maybe shut your phone off.
Yeah.
Don't respond to messages. Like, just go dark.
Mm-hmm.
Go ghost.
I'll give you a good example. After the barrel, you know, we did all the work, but I'm not talking about that. But like, I had like a Sunday afternoon off or something. Actually, it was after Texans practice on Saturday. I went home and several lights, like 15 or 20 lights. We have lights in our tree in the backyard. We're out. So I got out the ladder, just got some bulbs and started with that. To me, is therapeutic. Just like doing little stuff like that.
See, I would much rather spend my day off doing the thing that you just mentioned about the podcast.
Yeah.
Like if I could just knock out 3 podcasts, maybe 3 or 4 episodes from a show to binge watch.
Yeah.
And then maybe by the end of the day, like after I've gotten all of my laziness out of the way, maybe I start getting stuff done at like 6, 7 in the evening, you know, towards the end of the before I go to bed. That's kind of my perfect day. Yeah. That's my perfect day.
Biggie?
What about you, man?
My perfect day is just laying around being a lazy piece of crap, man. Just not doing anything. Lay around in the bedroom for a couple hours. Go out, get something to eat. Sit on the couch, watch some TV, maybe play the game a little bit, then go right back in the room, lay down some more. Just be lazy, man.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Man, I'm telling you, no days off. No days off, man. The Texans, the Astros, they get their days off. We do not. Just kind of fancy. Figgy got his yesterday, though.
Oh, yeah. How was that lunch,
Yeah,
Figgy?
Let's just be real about it.
It was cool. It didn't seem like a day off for me, man, because I went to Texans practice like normal. I actually stayed for the whole thing.
Yeah.
Left and went right to a lunch with with our company. And by the time I finished, by the time I got home, it was 2 o'clock. So I didn't do anything. And then I had to shoot some content at Atomic Wings later that day, so it felt like I wasn't off at all, man. that's the worst time to be off, man. When you off that day, but you doing work related stuff.
That's what I was gonna ask.
And by the time you get off, it's like, damn, I would have been done with the show by now. Yeah.
Does a celebratory work lunch and or dinner feel like work?
But yes.
Especially if the boss is there. Like I would say if the boss is not there, maybe not.
I was gonna say it depends.
Yeah, I mean, if it's after work hours, later, like that evening, we all having drinks or something like that, don't feel like work. But if it's a lunch with your coworkers and all that stuff in the middle of the day, nah, that's work for me, man. Yeah. You lucky I ain't clock in on that one. I would have clocked in.
You should have.
Put that on my time sheet.
Yeah. You should have. All right, so we're a week into training camp, a week plus now. Let's get a quick temperature check here. What are some things, Lopez, that maybe you were concerned about going into training camp that you are either not concerned about at all or at least less concerned about?
Yeah, I think that's something that we all have different answers. I was not concerned about backup quarterback. I'm kind of concerned.
Is that why you want to see a Tim Boyle game at the at the Hall of Fame game?
Maybe.
So you can feel better about the situation?
Maybe. I don't know. All I'm saying is it goes back to what we talked about. If C.J. Stroud is out for an extended period of time, none of this matters. But if he gets nicked up just a little whatever, you got to have two games without C.J. Stroud. You got to win at least one of those, and hopefully both of those with a backup quarterback. You have to have a backup quarterback good enough to do that. Case Keenum has done that. He's also a year older. So, I don't know. Davis Mills has frankly not looked very good. And Tim Boyle isn't getting a lot of reps. He's getting some. And I don't know anything about Tim Boyle. I'm a little concerned about that. I was concerned, and you guys heard me here, about linebacker. I'm like, man, you got Christian Harris, you got Al-Shaair, and then what?
And you're less concerned about it now?
I think I am.
Why?
I think I am.
The only linebacker that we're expecting to play a lot that we've seen is Al-Shaair. You know, I don't know. I'm interested to hear your take on this.
Well, here's my take on it.
I think I'm a little bit more concerned about it now.
I mentioned this. I believe I mentioned it yesterday. You can't kill Neville Hewitt. The dude has been. They've been trying to cut him for 3 years.
Oh no, I'm a big Neville Hewitt fan.
They've been trying to cut him for 3 years.
I did not know Neville was going to come into this conversation.
He ran second team right behind Al-Shaair yesterday. Jake Hansen got some reps with the first team. I'm not as concerned about linebacker as I was to start. Jake Hansen looked pretty good. Yeah, you saw it.
Yeah, no, he's looked fine. I don't know how confident I am in having to rely on Jake Hansen.
Mm-hmm.
I'm good if Jake,
for sure.
Like if he can come in and contribute, if he can come in and give you some quality and meaningful snaps, then that would be great. But
let's keep this going.
Yeah, let's do more of this on the other side here. John Lopez, Brandon Scott, Figgy Fig, with you here on In the Loop. Coming up next, more training camp thoughts. What do we feel better about that we didn't feel as good about going in? And also, how'd you feel about that fight yesterday at training camp? That's next on In the Loop, Sports Radio 610.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.